The memorandum of understanding is between the city, the Petersburg Economic Development Council, and Glenn Solutions. That's a company in Shelton, Washington, that has been interested in the possibility of starting up a new sawmill in either Petersburg or Wrangell. Company owner John Glenn is a former Petersburg resident and presented his ideas for a mill to the council's finance committee back in September. Councillor Rick Braun Monday wondered about the timber supply for a new mill and questioned potential costs to the city.
You know, putting a mill on Metcalfe Island, I hope this goes through, but I want everybody that's involved here to be completely aware of what the costs are going to be and, you know, how far down this road we're going to go before we really understand what this means to the city.
The agreement approved by the council commits the city to supply information on the costs of developing a new mill site and to provide discount electrical power for new and expanded commercial enterprises. The PEDC could loan Glenn money for the new mill up to $10,000 for each new job the mill creates, but that would depend on voter approval. And for his part, Glenn would have to provide a business plan to the city for the operation, and he'd also have to agree to locate the mill on Metcalfe Island. Councillor Don Koenigs thought those stipulations were important.
The key is he willing to come up with a business plan that's, you know, going to be acceptable in the terms and conditions, and is he going to give up his position on Wrangell and say, I will sign this agreement and I will deal with you in good faith? That, to me, is key as we put any human effort into this.
The agreement is in place until the end of 2012, unless it's extended by the city, the PEDC, and Glenn. The PEDC board has already approved the agreement, and the city council voted Monday 4-0 to approve it as well. Two council members, Nancy Strand and Sue Flynn, attended the first part of the meeting by phone, and Councillor John Jensen was not at the meeting. In other action Monday, councillors approved a change in fees for the Parks and Recreation Department in its first reading. Under the proposal, the cost of a single visit to the gym or pool will increase $1 to $5 for residents and $6 for non-residents. The cost of a monthly pass would also increase. However, the cost of a yearly pass that allows access to all facilities would be dropped to $320 for residents, and that's down from $800. The council voted 4-0 to make those changes. That new fee structure needs to pass two more readings before it takes effect. Also Monday, the council approved the installation of security cameras in the harbors for $62,000. Local company Alaska Commercial Electronics will install the cameras in the north, middle, and south harbors, as well as at the port dock. The vote was also unanimous to send a letter to the state saying the city is willing to accept 9 acres of land at Scow Bay from the Department of Natural Resources. The council also gave its approval to a new grading scale for companies bidding on professional services work with the city. They also signed off on a $25,000 change order for some additional electrical work on the new fire hall building. Councillors also voted to contribute $1,500 to the city of Cake for its 100th anniversary celebration coming up in early January. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.